It is your KORN News Radio Sports. It is Monday, July 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Minnesota Twins just one game out of a playoff spot as the trade deadline approaches. The Twins beat the Athletics yesterday 11-8 in the rubber match of their three-game series. Catcher Ryan Jeffers went 3-for-5. He drove in three runs, while lefty Connor Prelip, he threw 5 2/3 innings, allowed just one run in his return from the injured list. Cody Clemens was 3-for-5 yesterday for Minnesota, had two triples and an RBI, while shortstop Ryan Kreidler, he had three doubles, he also drove in a run. The Twins improved to 53-54 on the season, just one game under 500, and they're now just one game back of Cleveland for the final wildcard spot in the American League. Minnesota has today off before starting a three-game home series versus the last-place Kansas City Royals. That starts tomorrow night at 6:40. Class A Legion Baseball State Tournament starts tomorrow in Rapid City. The 2-seed Sioux Falls West will take on the number 8-seed Harrisburg. That starts at 11 a.m. Central Time, followed by the 4-seed Brandon Valley and the 5-seed Brookings at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow night, the 3-seed Yankton takes on the 6-seed Rapid City Post 320 at 5 o'clock, followed by the number 1-seed and the host, Rapid City Post 22, and the number 10-seed Watertown at 8 p.m. Also this week, it's the Class B Legion Baseball State Tournament. That starts Friday in Madison. Parkston will take on Belle Fouche at 12:30. Carlos Beltran, Andrew Jones, and Jeff Kent were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday during ceremonies in Cooperstown, New York. The trio joined baseball's elite in front of an estimated crowd of 12,000 fans and 57 current Hall of Famers. Andrew Jones paid tribute to his home country of Curaçao, becomes the first player from the island to enter the Hall of Fame. Beltran, he celebrated his Puerto Rican roots and thanked the organizations that helped him over his 20 years as he went in as a New York Met. Meanwhile, Jeff Kent, the 2000 National League MVP and the all-time home run leader among second basemen, he was elected by the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee. Jackson Koivun captured his first PGA Tour victory yesterday, winning the 3M Open in just his third starts as a professional. The 21-year-old held off Scottie Scheffler by three strokes, finishing with a tournament record 25 under par after a final round 5-under 66 at the TPC Twin Cities in Minnesota. Scheffler made a late push, finishing with a 9-under 63 yesterday. Meanwhile, Koivun earned nearly $1.6 million for the win, becoming the fourth rookie this season to win on the PGA Tour. Also, another rookie won. This was the NASCAR stop yesterday, the Brickyard 400 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It would be rookie driver Corey Heim, who pulled off a final restart pass on Sunday and held on to win the Brickyard 400 for his first ever NASCAR Cup Series victory. The 24-year-old made the move around his team co-owner Denny Hamlin with 35 laps left and then would hold off Christopher Bell and Joey Logano in the final laps. Heim becomes the first Cup driver since 1965 to win twice in his first 15 starts. The Cup Series takes this week off before returning to Iowa on August 9th. And that's a look at your sports for Monday, July 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.